Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of using our gifts to serve and grow God's kingdom, as illustrated by the story of a master and his lazy servant. The Bible verse for today comes from Matthew chapter 25, verses 26 to 29. His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter? Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away."
So, picture this. You're the servant in a parable, and your master is unhappy with you. But why is your master so upset? Well, it turns out that he entrusted you with something valuable. We're not just talking about money here, although that's certainly part of it. No, your master has given you many things: money, natural talents, spiritual gifts, and even the saving truth of the gospel. And what does he expect from you? Not just to sit on these things, to hoard them for yourself. No, he wants you to do something with them, to make them grow. God doesn't want us to be stagnant, just going through the motions. He wants us to be active, to take bold initiatives in our lives, our work, and our businesses. Now, I know what you might be thinking. But wait a minute, isn't it enough to be faithful? Isn't it enough to hold on to what we have and not let it slip away? Well, yes and no. Yes, faithfulness is important. We should strive to be good stewards of what God has given us. But faithfulness doesn't mean just maintaining the status quo. It means taking risks, stepping out of our comfort zones, and using our gifts and talents to make a difference. How do we go about making these things grow? Well, it starts with recognizing what we've been given. We need to take stock of the talents, the gifts, and the resources that God has entrusted to us. And once we've identified them, we need to ask ourselves how to use them to serve God and His kingdom. You may be a great communicator, gifted with words. Well, then maybe you can use that gift to share the gospel with others, to encourage and inspire them. Or you're good with numbers, a math whiz. Well then, perhaps you can use that talent to help others with their finances, to be a good steward of the resources that God has given them. We all have unique gifts and talents, and God wants us to use them to further His kingdom. And here's the amazing thing. When we do, when we take that leap of faith and put our gifts to use, they don't diminish or decrease. When we are faithful with what we've been given, when we use it to glorify God and bless others, God blesses us in return. He pours out His abundance on us, enabling us to do even more for Him. So, let's not be like that lazy servant in the parable. Let's be bold and courageous, taking risks and using our talents to make a difference. Let's be faithful stewards of what God has given us and watch as He multiplies our efforts beyond what we could imagine. And let's always remember to express our gratitude to God for all He has given us by making it grow. After all, it's not about us. It's about using our gifts to serve God and advance His kingdom. May God help each of us to see the unique ways He has gifted us and to have the courage to use those gifts for His glory.
Let's close with a prayer. Father, thank you for the gifts and blessings you have bestowed upon us. As we reflect on your word and the parables that teach us valuable lessons, we are reminded of your trust in us as stewards of your creation. Grant us the wisdom and courage to use our talents and resources for the advancement of your kingdom. Help us to step out in faith, taking bold initiatives to serve others and make a positive impact in the world. Guide us, Lord, as we seek to be faithful stewards of your blessings, multiplying them for your glory and the benefit of those around us. May your Spirit empower us to live lives that reflect your love, truth, and grace. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. Thank you for sharing this time together, reflecting on the blessings and lessons from our discussions. May you continue to walk in the light of God's love and wisdom, embracing each moment with gratitude and faith. As we part ways, may the peace of the Lord be with you, guiding your steps and filling your heart with joy. Remember to share the blessings you've received with others, spreading kindness and compassion wherever you go. Until we meet again, take care, stay blessed, and may God's grace be abundant in your life. Goodbye and God bless.